How'd it go today? Went good. Went well. What's going on?
Jack, as far as the stadium scrimmage tomorrow, we're talking to Coach Gase about dress rehearsal for the coaches as well, I guess.
Yeah. We'll have the communication with the booth. We'll go through the pictures that we get on the sidelines and the whole game operation and make sure that any questions that we have get answered as a staff.
What have you seen from Nate Irving this year that you like, and what does he need to work on? What are the couple things that?
He's a good young player that's getting an opportunity to compete at the middle linebacker spot right now. He's also involved in our sub packages in a backup capacity, but he's competing hard. He's a heavy-handed guy. He's bright. He's got plenty of athletic ability, and he's having a solid camp. And we'll just see where it goes. And in terms of giving a list of things that guys need to improve on, we all have things we need to improve on. I'm not gonna get into a long list of what I need to do better or any of us. But certainly there's room for improvement across the board. I thought defensively overall today was a little bit closer to what we're looking for in terms of the tenacity that we want to play with. And so we're looking to build that. We're looking to build the mentality and a toughness, not just physical, but mental toughness, and we're putting in the work to get that done.
Does the playmaking and the ability to force additional turnovers come out of that tenacity you're talking about?
Yeah, it should. It should. That's part of the idea. I think it helps you do all of the things that are necessary to play in good defense, in particular in our league. I spoke about that mental toughness because they're tremendous athletes on the offensive side, really good coaches, very capable players that they're going to make plays here and there. And so you've got to be able to bounce back, be strong, and get on to the next play.
With Ryan Scromartie out for the time being, how much of his responsibility kind of falls to Tony Carter and Chris Harris, and how much of his time?
Well, during camp, it just gives the younger guys more work. I mean, it's, at this time of year, we're repping everybody on the roster that can go in practice, so it's a little different dynamic than anything that might occur during the season. So we just absorb it with, the guys, down the depth chart getting a little more time with some of the first and second groups.
What do you like about Malik Jackson as a pass rusher?
I like him getting to the quarterback. That's the best. That's the best part about the pass rush.
How are you doing in that department?
He's doing well. Malik's a good young player. Last year, provided some depth and played sparingly, was active and did play some. And as the year went on, he got better. I feel like he's come into camp really on a mission to be more and to do more. And he's had a good start to camp. So it's good to see your players, begin to develop. It looks like he is beginning to develop a little bit in ability and in confidence.
Would you put Danny Trevathan in the same category as Nate? I'm sorry.
Okay, your opinion. Who's been the surprise defensive player in camp? Who's caught your eye?
Probably Duke would be the guy that has made the biggest jump from where he was ranked and repped and considered last year to where he is now. I mean, came in as an undrafted guy. He's just making plays. He's just doing a good job in there. We're not getting ahead of ourselves. It hasn't occurred in a game or anything like that. But he's worked hard and made plays and earned time to continue, see if it can continue. And so, we always talk about it being a competitive environment and let guys compete and earn their way. And that's really what he's kind of been about. So I would say we all, everybody that's watching, if you're paying attention, if you're not sleeping, or if you're not over here sipping on Gatorade, you're watching, he's done some good things. So that's good, but it's just a start. It's just a start. Don't get, nobody should get too far ahead of themselves. It's a long process. We haven't even begun to get into preseason games. There's a lot of work to do, a lot more install coming, and we'll just see how it goes. But he's done good so far.
Comment about Danny Trevathan, where he's progressed.
He's gained some weight, stronger player, more confident in what he's doing. Danny's, you need those players to develop. I feel like he's a young player that is developing, played in sub packages last year, and continues to be a player that's going to definitely be in the mix there. And he's pushing for time, wants to be involved in the base defense. So, we'll see how that goes.
Is he one of those guys you're talking about when you refer to the tenacity of guys?
Everybody. No, it's overall. Yeah, you know, I think we're good in spurts there, and we're just looking to have it on a more consistent basis, you know, and that's why you go to camp, you know, because you don't just snap your fingers and it happens. There's a determination and a drive, and it only happens when you're tired and sore and it doesn't feel comfortable to do it, and that's when you've got to be able to push, and that's what we're working at right now.
So are fights good?
I wouldn't say they're good. It's being competitive is good. You don't never want to hurt a teammate. You always want to play under control. So I wouldn't say it's good. But at the same time, this is a game of men. And sometimes men have differences that have to be settled.
Now a week into camp, what kind of progress have you seen in the last week overall?
Well, I feel like we've done some good things and some things that need to be better. And I don't know how to, without getting into specifics, which I don't really care to, I can say more than that. I think, you know, we're growing as a unit. We've worked hard. We're paying the price. And we've got a long way to go yet.